Yeah. When the melanin is concentrated, bitch, we finna drink this straight, we ain't gotta chase it. I ain't finna give you this nigga shit in moderation. I have them tripping on me like I'm fresh up out the Caymans. Look, I just bought a crib, we sitting on some acres. And I ain't even need a cosign to sign them papers. I just bought enough land, we ain't got no neighbors. And I still gotta thank God for dropping off them angels. Look, I need a nigga that can speak my language. You can tell him what you want, just don't emasculate him. I'd rather be the one to build him than to have to break him. From the start, he know how I came in. Yeah, I only keep it high, ain't no low vibration. I've been in control, I can hold my cadence. What I look like giving up this pussy, I know what the game is. Treat me like I'm fresh off the lot, nigga, I ain't no trading.
Yo, 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 man, what's good? It's your boy Jay Banner here with another epi for Cushion Coffee Podcast. Today, we got Miss Geneva. Geneva. I'm fucking up already in the beginning of the podcast. Gianna. I'm sorry. I appreciate you stopping by, sliding through. First of all, before we get started, please let everybody know who the hell you are.
What's up, everybody? I am Gianna Farron. I'm a rap. I'm actually an MC, but, you know, I also dibble and dabble in the rap scene. So I'm out here from Chicago, Illinois. I'm currently living in the Bay Area doing my business.
Yeah. So how's the thing in the Bay?
The thing in the Bay is cool. You know, I ain't going to slide the Bay. They definitely helped raise me and contributed to my sound. So, you know, if you listen to Rush, which was inspired by one of my favorite artists from my hometown, Twista, you can still hear those Bay Area elements in there. So, yeah.
That's why I think it gives you that unique style that you have as, like, the sound, too, for a female rapper, you know, because you got that both sides of influence of, like, city culture.
Yes.
I think that's very unique for you, and I applaud you for that, too, because there's a lot of different styles of rap, female rap artists out here that probably, you know what I'm saying, you're probably, like, up there, though, right now, from the sound that I hear. It's unique and it's different. So
Thank you so much. And it's been a process. Shit like this don't happen overnight.
Yeah, for sure. Trust me, this doesn't either. So growing up in the Chi, when did you move to Oakland?
I moved there in, like 2005.
How old were you when you moved out here?
Ooh, I'm going to give you my age. I feel like they're going to add that shit up. But I was a youngster, you feel me? So, of course, I was influenced. But, yeah, actually, right after a couple years after JC, I had moved to the Bay Area. And I actually went out there to visit, though, right? Yeah. I was only supposed to be there for 2 weeks. And then I was like, this is different.
Yeah.
Palm trees, nigga. We don't got that in Chicago. And it was different. So I just ended up staying out there with a family member. And everything just kind of evolved from there. Yeah.
Yeah. What made you guys move from here?
It was just a visit. I'm the only one out there. I have other family out there, but I'm the only one out there. Everybody's still out here in Chicago. Yeah.
So you came back out here today. What you out here this weekend for?
Just visiting family, loyal to my soil. Got to stay rooted.
So how did it all start for you in the beginning of the rap game? Like, what made you start getting into being an MC, should I say?
Yeah. It really started in, like, cyphers, watching my male cousins rap and shit. And I was like, I could do this because I started writing poems and stuff. So I was like, I think I can do this. And I literally jumped in on a freestyle and it landed.
Well, like in a cypher? Like where they were in a cypher?
Yeah, I was like 14. And it landed and they was looking at me like this. And I was surprised at my goddamn self, you know? But I was always around them soaking up the game anyway.
Yeah.
So it kind of worked out. And so I was just like, okay, this is something I can do. People like my style, they like my energy. I feel like I'm being me. This ain't no motherfucking gimmick.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, this is my outlet. Thanks, God. I'm a motherfucking poet. You know? So it was really that.
That's what really stands out for you in your work, too, is you're like your poetry and your music. Yeah. Your storytelling.
Definitely. Definitely a narrative all the time. Even my executive producer, shout out Breeds World. Let me do my shameless plug.
Go ahead.
Gotta fuck with my people. Fuck with me. So shout out Breeze World from the Bay Area. Excuse me, y'all. Shout out to my managers at On the Runway. Shout out to my music team. I swim with sharks. We really out here. But yeah, lyricism, being a storyteller and a narrative is very, very, very important. And for me, that's really what I think I offer. That's my narrative is different. Like, I'm not about to be out here sliding over artists. Nobody's doing that.
Yeah.
You know, we all got a different story. And I just pray, like my grandma taught us, like what comes from the heart reaches the heart.
Yeah.
So I just pray that whoever listening to me catches some game and fuck with Gianna Ferrin.
And that's like the important part too, having that power, that vibration and frequency, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. To be able to touch the people that are listening to you, you know what I'm saying? That's what's like, I feel like there's a big culture, like, imbalance for us because we listen to our favorite rappers and to the storytelling that they're telling of their story. And then they got these kids out here want to emulate in that story, don't even know what that story is really about, you know?
Right.
And that's heavy, too, because it's just tough because we want to tell our stories, though, you know? That's why I created this platform for people to tell their stories and talk about the experiences that we went through in life that we can actually relate to, you know? That's the importance of having conversations with different people and getting down to knowing each other, you know? Yes. And that's what it's like. I'm grateful for, like, everybody I meet, you know? Different conversations, different souls, different queens, different kings, you know, walking through the building. So it's always a great feeling, but it's cool to hear a different, like, narrative that you're trying to inspire other people from hearing your music and based off your storytelling, you know?
And, you know, and as hip-hop artists, rap artists, we have the power of influence.
100%.
You feel me? So I ain't gonna act like I'm out here, like, preaching, and I know I be twerking and shit, I do my thing, but I also understand there's a responsibility that when I open my mouth, motherfuckers listen. And I got to hold on to that and own that. So I ain't going to act like I got it all together. I'm figuring it out, too.
100%. You feel
me? But at least I'm authentic with mine.
Yeah.
You know, so really, yeah, that's really what that is.
Yeah. So who is inspiring besides your cousins for you, like inspiration for you to be an
MC? Okay, so I got so many people. But no, really, Twista, MC Light was one of the first females I listened to growing up. We got Lauryn Hill, which is like everything to me. Nicki Minaj, of course, that bitch is dope with all her shenanigans.
Nicki's a fire. I fuck
she's
with Nicki.
She's fucking beast.
She's got a unique ass fucking flow too, like a style and everything.
Yeah, she's the whole package. Obviously, she's here. I also fuck with Jay-Z, Nas, Mos Def, Scarface. I really fuck. You hear my list.
Yeah.
You feel me? So I'm really.
And that's your music too. Like I can feel that whole kind of cadence Nipsey and vibe. Hustle. Yeah, Nip. Shout out Nipsey. And I was one of those that found him after he passed away. I felt really bad about that, you know. But his whole inspirational in his music, man, got me inspired as fuck to understand that we can make a difference. You know, our creativity does mean something. You know, and it's like what we are as a person and how we can tell our story. That's very unique for every individual to have.
Yes.
You know. And that's where it's always, I was like, damn, I can't believe it. And Juice WRLD, too. Juice WRLD was another one, man. You know, it's just sad to hear that guy's music. His documentary was sad as fuck, you know, to me.
I haven't watched it yet.
It was pretty bad just because the kid was screaming for help, you know what I'm saying? He had too many yes people around him, you know?
Yeah.
Instead of understanding, like, what he really was to the culture, you know?
Yeah.
Because he was dope as fuck.
He was.
I ain't going to lie.
Yes,
you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. 100%.
So, growing up in writing, were you writing younger at a young age first?
I would. You know, I ain't gonna even say how young I was when
writing. Yeah, okay.
I was writing at 6 years old. But I was, you know, and God, how vulnerable do I wanna get, Gianna? We're gonna keep it light. I started really just writing poems, you know, getting out my feelings every day. I'm very emotional and I don't hide that. I'm very sensitive, right? And I was just getting out my shit every day. And then, like I said, it just morphed. And I found, like, when I read my stuff to people or, you know, really share what I share, it really was resonate. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, it was the validation from people that helped me see that, whoa, this is my gift. Like, what I say matters. So,
And it's when people are listening to you.
Yeah.
You know,
holding on to every word.
Yeah.
You feel me? The last show I did was out there in the Bay, and I was only set up to do two songs. And the crowd was like, more, more. My heart, it just melted. I was like, more, nigga. They want to hear more. Run that next track.
Yeah.
You feel me? So just to see that people really fucking with me is lit, because I fucks with people. So.
You remember when you dropped your first, like, recorded your first song or no?
Yeah, I was in a... I was always, if I was in a rap group, it was always with boys.
And probably like my sister. She have a better time with motherfuckers than she do with the females.
I do, damn. But that's definitely me.
Yeah.
And we was called the Inglewood Landlords.
Your little group? The group?
Yeah.
Inglewood Landlords?
The Inglewood Landlords.
And shout out to Inglewood Landlords.
And yeah.
Yeah, y'all are out there collecting from people, huh? Fucking collector from the streets. All y'all owe me. I need
you. Yeah, pretty much. And shit, we laid our first song in a closet. In a closet with the mic.
Yeah.
Everything, made sure the clothes was surrounding it properly for the acoustic paneling and whatnot. Yeah. And it was slime. They used to play it on the block. Like, I go back then, my name was Bonnie Stokes.
Bonnie Stokes.
Bonnie
why was it called Bonnie Stokes?
I don't know. I let somebody name me that shit. It just
stuck.
It worked. And they was going crazy. And so we just rolled that out for a while. And then, you know, kind of dispersed and broke away or whatever.
And then you picked it back up when you were back to Oakland, or you always kept moving it?
I kept moving, but let me say, like, through the trials and tribulations that I went through, just walking through life, like, this is real life.
Yeah.
Right? I was just like, you only get one life. What the fuck you gonna do?
Yeah.
You know, we got these other dope female artists out here. Why you think what you say don't matter? Motherfuckers constantly showing you that it does.
Yeah.
Come on, let's just do it. And so, like, 8 months ago, I started working on dropping my project single by single, which is, like, actually the most current single about to come out. It's called Black on Black, and it's just really, I really wrote it for me.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But it was sounding so dope, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to go ahead and put it on the project. So, yeah, what was your question? Because I'm high off contact, I don't even smoke.
Me too. I'm high as hell. I just asked you, what was the first track you recorded, I believe?
Yeah, something like that. I forgot the name of it, though. I forgot the name of the first track I recorded, but I was about 14 when I recorded my first track on the mic in the closet in the studio, the fake studio.
So how'd you feel when you first heard yourself through the speakers? Like, did you, you didn't like it? Like, a little self-doubt kicked in for you?
Always, because I'm human.
Yeah.
You know, it was always, your voice too boyish, you sound too masculine. I even had people tell me you sound like a boy, and I was, oh my God. You know, so yeah. I held on to that. That painted that insecurity. But after a while, I was like, man, you fucking lit.
Yeah.
You know, like, what are they talking about? You know, I often go back, like, as a writer, I always go back to people in history that influenced me. And though this is Black History Month, I'm going to talk about Henry Ford. You know, people don't know what they want until you show them.
Yeah.
You feel me? They was talking about upgrading a horse. And this motherfucker introduced a car. You get what I'm saying? So I'm like, motherfuckers really don't know what they talking about.
Yep.
So they got to see Gianna Ferrin, hear Gianna Ferrin. And then they like, oh, she dope.
Yep.
You know, so.
So I'm glad I heard about you today, because this shit was lit. Like, it changed the whole atmosphere of my day. Like, I was like, oh, shit, this is, look, she got some bars on her, too. You know what I'm saying? I was like, hell yeah, I could fuck with it.
Yeah, that's what's up.
And it's coming up for Dylan as a female. MC, did you ever have to deal with anybody that, like,
the guy?
Yeah.
That was intimidating?
Yeah.
That thought I was doing,
you know what
too
I'm
much?
Talking about.
How this bitch can sound like this?
Mm-hmm.
Where she get those bars from? All that.
She got a ghostwriter.
Right.
All this good
that
shit.
Bitch ain't writing all that. But you know what? I'm not gonna hold you. I write my own music. I'm an artist. But
yeah.
I also have a team. And I also have an executive producer that challenged my bars.
Yeah.
He'd be like, no, that shit is whack.
Yeah.
You feel me? And if his bars is doper than mine, then nigga, throw me those. Let me get one or two of those. Like, I often tell people, like, the industry paints a narrative. You should, as an artist, write your own shit.
100%.
But this thing is a collective effort. And sometimes you're not sliding. And so you have to have people in the room to give you a bigger perspective.
Man, say that again.
Yeah, a different perspective, and get out of your ego. Because at first I was in my ego. I don't want your bars, nigga. But I'm like, but what am I doing? Like, if it's somebody that can help me.
And he's an engineer, too, for his own
and
ear,
producer,
too.
Yeah,
producer.
Yeah, like, vocalist, nigga's dope.
Yeah.
You feel me? And really took me under his wing and really helped me perfect my sound. And he's part of the reason. He's my other half. So I'm going to always hold on to that, because a lot of people don't got that, and I do.
Yeah. So going through the industry, too, did you ever deal with, like, shady shit during the music business as far as putting
somebody play me out of some thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. You know, and at first I was so fucking mad. I was crying. I can't believe this. But I'm like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
You going to get played. Do so, you think you exempt?
So what was the problem? What happened?
So they basically told me, like, if you pay me this, then in the third, this was like 12, 15 years ago. You pay me this, then in the third, I got these connects. I can make this happen. And at that time, I was so thirsty and hungry are two different things.
Yeah.
Right? So any opportunity, I was also looking for an easy way out. I didn't want to do all the work that I'm doing now. You feel me? So I was just like, oh, I'm going to pay for that. Okay, I'm going to do that. And then the motherfucker took the money and came with a new Lexus. He got a new whip.
No shit.
New equipment.
You seen it.
I seen it. And I'm like, what? Oh, shit. And that was harsh for me. But I also had to take that to the chin and understand that that was part of me, too.
Yeah.
Because instead of just going through it, building brick by brick like I'm doing now from the ground up, I was looking for an easy way out. And that's how you get slid and get drugged.
Yeah.
You feel me?
Motherfuckers take advantage of you.
Yeah.
Oh, we got another one.
Here she go, lick.
We got another one.
Right, I was licky on it at
you
that
got,
point.
It's just like the hood. The industry just like the hood. You got to watch out for the people.
It
know?
Is the hood.
They, if anything, they worse.
Yeah, the industry is made up of hood niggas for the most part.
For sure.
You feel me?
100%.
So, yeah.
And it's just like, you just got to grind harder. That's why it's just like this, too. Like, this is our fifth year doing this. Mm-hmm. And it's just like staying persistent with dropping an episode every so couple of months, you know, and just staying with it. And this is more about connecting. Like last year, I had over 55 guests, like, you know what I'm saying, for the whole year. So it's like one week. So it was pretty meeting 55 new souls, you know what I'm saying?
Wow, and keeping your energy.
Yeah, alive.
And
yeah.
Your mind. Oh, yeah, you a beast.
And the knowledge you gain from each other, you know, just experiencing. Like, I tell everybody, too, it's like everybody we meet in life now. You just don't realize it, that we already met before in a past life. We're just reuniting again.
Come on, somebody. Cushion coffee.
Yeah, so that's where we at right now.
Yes.
The power of vibrations and frequencies is everything. Energy is everything for the world.
Everything.
Man. Yeah, stay grounded, people.
Grounded. Feet and soil.
Yeah. My boy right there was tripping out on it because we had a little bonfire this past weekend. And I was just like 30 degrees, and I'm out there barefooted. Real caveman shit, for real.
That's what's up, though.
But, yeah, I appreciate you coming on, man. This is great, like, for you to express. I want to get something. What's some of your deepest down secrets you can't really share with anybody? Your darkest time.
Oh, my God, you get that deep. Well,
that you realize that there's nothing but up from that point.
I used to go through depression.
Yeah, talk about that.
Yeah. Oh, shit. Am I going to do it? All right. So I was a very, very, very emotional adolescent. And it was a combination of things. It was let me not devalue that and say, the fatherless girl.
Yeah.
Right? So I went through that mother very present, but still she had her shit. And then it trickled on down to us. So I was just like, emotionally fluctuating. I thought something was fucking wrong with me, but I'm like, girl, you 16. That's part of the hormones and the growth too. But yeah, I used to go through depression a lot. And as I like got older and like started to meditate and continue with my writing, that's when I realized this was my therapy. Like, music ain't just because it's a lane and something I can do. It was like, this is how I feel the most powerful. The most in my zone, in my bag, as you call it. So, yeah, which is why I'm so big on being careful with what I share in my music, because I know how it can impact people.
Yeah.
I have people in my DMs from different countries telling me that they happy I'm here. And I'm like, I'm just starting it, you know? But, you know, it's just the story you tell. I'm so inspired. I watch you. I'm like, really? From Brazil, from Japan, some motherfuckers from, you know what I'm saying, the West Coast. I'm like, this is crazy, because I was so scared to do this at first, because I was caring so much about what people thought.
Yep, 100%.
Like, it was crazy. And then I found out as soon as I was like, fuck it. You only get one life and ain't no do-overs.
Yeah, 100%.
You feel me? We ain't got no do-over bunts. If you find one, let me know. It don't exist.
There ain't no reset buttons
here. There's none. So we about to slide. Soon as I landed, motherfuckers is fucking with me. So I'm so grateful to y'all for fucking with me because this shit matters. You think it don't. You people get caught in the matrix. But energy and relationship matters.
100%.
Relationship is the real bag. It's what I tell people.
Yep.
You chasing money.
It's real currency.
Nurture the relationships.
Yeah.
Because that's where the money comes
100%.
From. 100%. You feel me? So, yeah. That part.
Yeah, that's fire. Yeah. So you still stay out there based in Oakland, huh? Where you record at out there?
My executive producer shit out there in Fremont. Yeah, I'm out there in Fremont in that boy place 3 to 4 times a week. You know what I'm saying? Really making it happen, staying consistent, and just building up and out, brick by brick is what I remind myself. Because sometimes I feel like I'm just rapping to a mirror to myself. Yeah, sometimes I feel like, what the fuck am I doing? Is this real? And you got to choose this shit every day. You know what I'm saying? Just like you in a deep loving relationship, you got to choose to love this person every day when you don't feel like it.
100%.
You know, so I'm like, every day I'm choosing this music shit, even when it feels like nothing is happening.
Yeah.
Trusting God in the process to know that something is unfolding like this.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. 100%.
This interview, did not know this was happening.
That's love.
You know, so this is dope.
It's all meant to happen. It's already written, that's why.
Yeah, the scripture.
Yeah, for sure, 100%. We're writing our story together again. That's all it is.
Again, I love it. I love how you think. Yeah. That's dope, yeah.
So this back to the present, like, who did you able to, like, open up more to? Did you have somebody you can go talk to? Like,
I had a therapist.
Did you?
I go to therapy. Hello, who's calling me?
Yeah, yeah.
It's me. I go to therapy, I do. I touch down and I talk to people and I get perspective, which is why I'm able to paint a perfect perspective.
Yeah, yeah.
You feel me? So, yes, I'm really big on therapy. I actually started going to therapy around 25 years old. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And so it's been my saving. It's been my saving grace. So.
Well, when you finally, like, decided that moment to go to therapy, was it hard for you to call
I was
them?
Scared.
Yeah.
I was scared. I went through a couple therapists. Because I had to find, like, just because you are a licensed, don't mean you're for me.
Yeah, yeah,
you feel me? And so I went through a couple therapists, which was discouraging at first. It was a mind fuck. I'm like, what am I doing? You don't need therapy. But I'm like, I do.
Yeah.
You know? Something is happening. I need somebody to talk to.
For sure.
You know? And so after I found my therapist, it was a relief. She was so inspired by me. We cried together. That's how I knew I was with the right person.
That's cool.
You know what I'm saying? And she was on her way out to retirement.
Oh, that's the worst, right?
It was beautiful.
Oh,
to
okay.
this day, I still got her number. She was like, you call me whenever. I don't care about the money. I'm about to retire in a year. And I still got her number.
That's awesome.
We still talk.
That's cool.
So I got free therapy.
That's cool, man, to meet somebody like that. That happened to my Uncle Jerry. He got real close with his therapist and he ended up retiring. And a VA, I think, the veteran retiree therapist or something. Mm-hmm. And he lost his contact after he grew a relationship, like you were saying, like it helps, you know, especially having that somebody to talk to.
Yes.
Right now it's my wife from my therapy. Like she gets all of it, you know, it's kind of, we got five kids together.
So congratulations.
Appreciate that.
Oh, that's beautiful.
So it was like tough. Like she helped me tremendously to get back to where I'm at. Like it's been a long 13 years of grinding and plus 15 years of being together. So it's like patience of, you know.
Yeah, you're a committed person. That's what that says to me.
Yeah.
Dedicated and persistent and consistent. And I'm working on it.
Yeah, me too. I still fight the battles every day, though. You know, you just got to get up and be thankful for the day. Like you said, there's no reset button. Like my son, I got a son at home right now. He's being lazy as hell, right? I'm like, bro, I don't ever say anything about me hurting. I don't ever say nothing. You know, we just get it done.
Right.
And you want to cry about me picking, telling you to pick up some, you know what I'm saying? It's like it's like the culture, how the gaming, the phones, everything just takes over technology.
Yeah.
And that's another thing about technology. How do you market yourself with the use of technology nowadays?
You know what? It's been a struggle bus for me. I ain't going to hold you because social media, get on my nerves.
It's too much, right?
She get on my nerves. That's her for whatever reason. But it's been a process. I'm still learning that. Actually, it's the most important thing to learn It's this social media and it's branding and marketing. And I'm working on being consistent. I'm not going to say what I'm not. So yeah. I'm working on being consistent and finding what that is for Gianna, where it relates to people and it's relatable consistently and it's me organically, authentically, consistently.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's a process.
Do you got a team to help you market?
I do. Yeah. And I just got with this dope-ass agency. And I'm going to go ahead and plug them, called the Student Marketing Agency. So they work with students
yeah.
to help build you. And so you guys get to work together and collaborate. And I'm just at the beginning stages. So I'm praying that it works out. Well, I'm taking this plug back.
It's going to be edited later. Or would it?
Would it? Hopefully not.
So what would you say the cultures between Oakland and Chicago?
Chicago's more fast-paced. No disrespect. I think it's people think on their feet faster. To me, I have more connections out here, not because I'm out here, but people are more willing to work with you. It's more team effort.
In Oakland?
In Chicago.
Oh, okay.
In Oakland, ooh. But I love it because it also helped made me who I am today, but it's not that team-oriented. It's not that team-oriented. And it just seems, yeah, I'm going to stop there for politics.
Yeah.
But there are people out there, so I'm not going to cast a blanket statement. There are people out there that fuck with me, obviously, hear my music, but it's not as easy as it is with Chicago. So it was interesting for me because I actually came out there when I went to Oakland to visit because my aunt told me the music scene is more doper. I'm like, hell, but let me see, you know. But it was more of a struggle. And then with me having my talent and my skill, people was receptive, but they was kind of like, the fuck, who you know?
Who the hell are you?
Who the fuck you think you is with this? Are you from the South? And then I started talking like a square eventually because I've been out there for a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with talking like a square. It's just called intelligent. I'm just lying, y'all.
So from the making of music out there to now to being where you're at, like at this point, did you ever think you'll be at this moment right now, like where you're at, like living your dream? Because a lot of people don't understand, like, we dream this, right? And don't live in the moment that we're living that dream,
right?
You know, but we're still chasing the dream that we had back in the days. And like you've been doing it for 10 years.
Yeah, I've been over 10 years.
Yeah, over 10 years. Yeah. You know,
yeah.
So it's like,
ooh, I knew it would happen. I knew it would happen as soon as I was steadfast, because it was a lot of fluctuation and inconsistency. Like I said, just getting caught in the matrix and thinking you cannot. So I knew it would happen eventually. It's even kind of scary for me how fast it's happening. Like my cousin over there was like, yeah. You looking like you're part of the Illuminati the way shit happening so fast. Shout out, Dance. But I was just like, oh, shit, that's true. When I look at it, it's just like, pew, 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 pew.
It just happens. It's meant to happen.
Yeah. You know?
Everything aligns, you know?
Yeah.
That's like I said, like, spiritually, that's like where I came to for myself. I don't know if you dabbled in any shrooms or anything like that.
I have, and I do. Yeah. And I promote it.
Yeah, me too.
Eventually, I'll come out with my own shroom line.
Yeah, that'd be dope. Yeah. I'm telling you, because I had like a big-ass spiritual trip like 2 years ago, like 17 grams. And it was like me and my son and my...
Stop.
Yeah.
17 grams.
Yeah, it was...
Why that amount?
I don't know. It was just something that my mind was made up to take.
Yep, and that's... So you making a point that I wanted to highlight. The body knows. It's like the shroom and the body knows
connection.
What you need.
Yep, 100%.
Yeah, and people think I sound crazy when I say that, but it's true.
Yeah.
So shout out to you. Trust in your intuition. Yeah. Carry on.
Yeah, it was just amazing. Like it came to the point where like my our physical body wasn't here, but our spiritual forms are here. You know, the ones that we transfer for thousands of years. We've been here for thousands of years. We've already been here.
Millions, really.
We already been here, like, replacing, yeah, millions of years, 100%. Yeah. It's like a, and it comes to the point where, like, my son and my best friend, he's right there. He was with me here. We were in the spot. Mm-hmm. And it came to the point where, like, I was, like, the creator of the whole world, mm-hmm. like, the universe. And everybody that I control, that's why I have so powerful meanings with my words mm-hmm. and the gravitation of the people I bring around me.
Yes.
You know? Like, it happened to you for you today.
Yes. Yes.
You know, it's just purpose. It was supposed to happen.
And that was your first shroom experience.
Yeah. So, like, everything is connected with the universe. You know, everything that we want, every people that we're supposed to meet comes through our life. That's why people don't pay attention to who they meet because they're too busy getting distracted by other things. Yeah. Their mind's not focused. Their mind's not settled down. It's moving too fast. Yeah, you miss your blessings, you know. Miss your connections. Miss your people that, like, you don't know what this relationship can build from just based off a relationship like you spoke on earlier.
Yes, which is the real currency.
Yeah, real currency.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness, that's dope. My first experience was with a gram. That's all I needed. Yeah. But it woke me up. I was able to face my biggest fear, which was learning to swim. Now, I'm not Michael Phelps, okay? But I can get in there without panicking.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then the shrooms started talking to me. The grapes was talking to me. We were just talking about this last night. And the grapes was telling me that we were made for you to be consumed and nourish your body. And the grapes is fucking talking to me, you know? And then it started to get deep, talk about my music, like you're supposed to do this.
Yeah.
Get up, just stop being afraid.
And yeah,
100%. If you are afraid, just keep going. And so shout out to the shrooms.
Yeah, shout out to the shrooms.
Shout out to the shrooms for this.
So some of your old music compared to what you were listening to when you walked in here.
I still get cringy when I listen to my old music, and I'm still in the process of just learning to accept that it took that to get me here.
Yeah, 100%.
Okay.
I was about to say that. Like, you gotta just be grateful for that. Like, when you hear it and you could see the growth, mm-hmm. like the recent release, rush.
Yeah. And I hope I think everybody gonna fuck with Black on Black. I just shot a video to the song last week, and it's so dope. And my manager literally helped me take what was in my head, and she made it. Like, I said, I want to do this, because I'm one of them. I'm kind of anxious, and I just be texting people and sending shit. This is what I need. We're gonna do this. We're gonna make this happen. You know.
Yeah,
and they,
yeah.
And I got the team that can handle that, and then fuck with me. So I'm really grateful for them. And so we made it happen, and the video going to be dropping February 13th or whatever. And we're going to have a good time with Black on Black.
Yeah.
Okay? Because when the melanin is concentrated, y'all going to hear that soon.
So you got an album coming out soon, too? Or?
Yeah, I'm going to do the album. So what I decided to do is slow drip, the snail drip. So I'm just releasing each song off of the album, like one by one.
Yeah, nice.
And then I'm a Libra. Shout out to all the Libras. Tenfold, roger that. That's my birthday, October 4th. And on my birthday this year, I'm going to drop the whole project collectively. But everybody already have the song.
Okay.
And that's just how I'm going to do it while I'm working on this other stuff. You know, I got some tours coming up, opening up for Sada Baby.
Yeah.
I just recorded a dope song to that. You know what I'm saying? And got some other shit coming down the pipeline. So.
Yeah.
Here comes Gianna, y'all.
Here comes Gianna. So for you growing up, what was like some of the biggest influence that made you go a different way, like from the shit that you saw?
Right, from the shit I could have done.
Yeah.
Huh? Wow, you be asking them questions. Man, this may sound really egotistical, but it was me. It was my experiences. It was me constantly hitting a wall and knowing, like, this ain't working.
Yeah.
Like, this is half your truth. You got to give the whole truth or nothing but the truth.
Yeah, 100%.
Help you God. And so when I saw I kept hitting a wall. I'm like, some ain't working. Therapy, I had to step back. Meditation, shroom, step back.
Yeah.
You feel me? All that shit is step back. And I was like, oh, so once you accept yourself fully.
100%.
Fully, not 99.9, because you be lying sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
You feel me? But fully, that was really, for me, it was me. that helped me be safe. We're going to go that way. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah. No, no. It wasn't nobody else.
Yeah, that's where I came at the end of my spiritual trip. That's what all it was. It's like you just can be a good human being, you know,
or not.
You know, that's it. That's all you got to be, though. It's so simple to be that human being, though.
Yeah.
But everybody just overlook it, you know, and just makes it more harder than what it is, what it should be.
Life is really that simple, though. When you really step back and look at it, you're literally just making a choice. To choose or not choose.
100%.
That's really it. And I have to really stay present to that. To not make it so bigger than what it is.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's kind of hard.
Yeah.
But I'm working on it.
And as far as like you as a person, how long does it take for you to get over something? Like, do you hold grudges towards things when they happen?
But I'm working on not being petty.
Yeah.
And because I'm sensitive, I often expect people to treat me like I would treat them. But that was the wake-up call. That's not going to happen. And then also to even take just a few steps further, it's kind of selfish to think somebody should treat you how you would treat them, and they got their own story and their own journey.
Yeah.
You feel me? So, yeah, I do hold on to grudges a little bit, but I'll be off of it in like a couple years.
Yeah.
I act like it's still cool, but I still really be holding on to it, but I get...
You just got to move different, right?
Yeah. And I'll just be looking out the side of my eye.
You know, you gotta just watch them, that's it.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, for... Because this is, like, hard for me, too, though. Like that dude's not even my family, you know what I'm saying? This is some brother from the hood for, like, 12 years, 13 years, you know?
Yeah. Brother, different mother?
Yeah, from when we were growing up, we found each other again later on, like 5 years later, 10 years later. And we're like, dog, I was like, man, he's like, yeah, bro, we're all over here playing fucking toys back in the day. You know what I'm saying? Moms was going shopping and shit together and shit. And I was like, holy shit. So, like, we all just came back together type shit, you know?
That's the life we live.
But coming back to that, like just being that genuine person, you know, just meeting, crossing paths, like uplifting each other.
Yep.
And just like simple support, too. It's like it's not even hard.
It's not. It's called champion talk.
Especially with this social media shit, too. Like, it's like you can't even get no support from nobody. Like even I get more support from my people out of town from this area than this area. You know what I mean?
Mm.
Out of state. When I'm somewhere else, everybody is different. Like the marketing's different. Like people, especially in Atlanta. Atlanta's always everybody's always doing something in Atlanta.
So they fuck with you in Atlanta, is what you're saying?
More heavier, yeah, than
here.
Yeah, it's kinda crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yes and no. You know, even it's like my family know I rap.
Yeah.
They know I've been doing this. I ain't gonna say they don't fuck with me, but they ain't fuck with me like you are probably.
Yeah.
You know, not and it's just because that's it's so close to home.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to say.
Yeah.
Though. It's just but we from the same area though.
They take for granted that they can touch you, talk to you. You feel me? What everybody else is like, oh, that's dope. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
That's what I deal with too. So like you ever have to cut off some family members?
You be asking all the Dr. Phil questions.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, I was just talking to my mom about, damn. Yeah, sometimes you just gotta just set them to the side.
Yeah.
And let them figure their way just like I had to figure out mine. Like it's real important that I emphasize not to be so hard on people because again, everybody have their own story.
100%.
You know what I'm saying? So I'm like, because I'm sensitive, because I can be a grudge god, you know, so let me just set them to the side, let them figure out whatever that is while I figure out me, and then hopefully we'll merge. And if not, that's just what it is.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do?
This is like that old saying, too. Like, I be trying to, you know, help people out. Like, I'm trying to build something here.
Right.
So why should I have to go grab you by the hand to show you what's going on over here? You see what's going on social media. Come over here and check out what the fuck's going on.
Right,
you know what I'm saying?
Right.
Or should I be watching you and doing what you're doing, drinking and partying all day?
Right. And people don't see how they can be of support.
Yeah.
Right? It's like, let me get this, let me hold that. But if you see I'm building something, and it's because when it's tickets come and I'm selling out arenas and you want backstage passes, you feel me? How did you help contribute to what this is? and I have these expectations of what I should do for you because my bag has grown.
Yeah.
You feel me? So you get, people say you get money and change. I didn't change, you did. I just followed my dream. You saw me do it the whole fucking time. You feel me?
Yeah.
So it'd be crazy. But shout out to the people you got to set to the side.
Yeah. When you're in the studio, I said, how's the vibe go for you getting in the mood or writing some new music?
I actually go in, kind of vent, talk about what's been happening for me and how what has happened to for me and not to me can... How can I put it into a song without it sounding so deep or so superficial? And so I just go in there and kind of like start freestyling or probably write some and then be like, no, that's not going to work.
Yeah.
Whatever that is, I'm very authentic with that, you know? And then it just kind of lands. It's like whatever. I find my music, my vibe is, and thank you God for this gift, it's really what comes out my mouth lands. I just got to put it to a beat. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
This conversation we having is a real authentic conversation. Who knows? Somebody may put it to a beat, and it may land. I'm going to say somebody should do that. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Who knows? So my process is just energy. You know what I'm saying? I make sure I don't come in with fucked up energy, or if it's fucked up energy, can you make a song?
Yeah.
Or no. Or go your ass back home. You feel me?
Yeah, get some shit.
Yeah, and it's times I went back home. I was in, just couldn't make it happen because I was so caught up in the emotion and wasn't able to really gain a perspective. So I stopped doing that real fast because that adds up.
100%.
You know? But just to know, it's fun. I don't even allow, like, my managers in the studio.
No?
No. If they come in.
You and the producer, it's like,
yeah,
you're, it's like
me
another.
And the music.
Yeah.
Like, this is the place I can undress, ungarb, and just really be me. I mean, they'll come in, but it's all because it's a reason, but not just sitting on my session.
Yeah.
That's mine. You feel me? Me and the people that's creating. So, no, that's really a protective place. Ain't motherfuckers coming in my session just sitting smoking weed and drinking. If you do, you're going to leave in like an hour when it's time for me to record. You feel me? Because energy, that's all music is. It's literally energy. That's why it can be hypnotic. It can condition you to be a certain way, think a certain way. So
100%.
I can't hide that around because I'm sensitive.
Because it's going to reflect in your music.
Oh, yeah. You feel me?
Yeah.
Penetrate me.
So
not
you,
in that way.
Do you always write or do you always try to like freestyle once
both.
In a while? Do you?
I write most of my songs in the car driving. And I have my little hand recorder.
Yeah.
And just turn on the beat and just see what can come up. From that, it's never, I struggle the most when I intentionally sit down to write. And it's more easier when it's just off the whim, from the hip.
So do you read a lot or no?
I do.
Do you?
I'm an auditory learner, so I listen to a lot of audio books.
Okay.
But I do read. I like reading. I had to slow down because I found that I wasn't really digesting what I needed when I was reading visually, so I had to listen to it. You know what I mean? And then that works better for me.
Yeah.
Like one of my favorite books is outside of Malcolm X's book, shout out Black History Month, Malcolm X, I love you, nigga. Is The Power of Now by Eckhart Tolle. Game changer.
Yeah.
And then Conversation with God, Uncommon Dialogue. Game changer.
So you bring up The Power of Now, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like the internal now that we're living in right now.
Mm-hmm.
So it can dictate tomorrow because we already know what tomorrow brings because we're getting into this scheduling of life.
We're creating tomorrow.
Yeah, yeah. But by doing something that we're not used to doing every day and we're programmed to do, when we break that cycle to change the eternal moment of tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
can be this eternal now moment that we're having right now.
Yep.
And like our future, because my day is like getting up and doing this and then going to work. But just meeting, taking people on a late, like I wasn't supposed to do this today. I was supposed to come here and do some editing work and then get ready to go home.
We actually was supposed to do this.
But it was already written to be done.
Yes, scripture.
Yeah, 100%.
Yep,
so, yeah, I was pretty grateful for you to come by.
I'm grateful for you having me. I truly, truly am. Thank you so much.
Yeah, no problem.
Yeah.
What do you got planned in store for the next couple of weekends?
Just getting ready. I created it. Thank you, God. I always wanted to record with a band. And so I got a band to pick me up. Woo-hoo! And these songs with a band. And when I wrote these songs, it was intentionally for a band.
That's awesome.
Years ago.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's going to be dope as hell.
Yeah.
So that's I tell my son about listening to music. Like, we were listening to, like, Pink Floyd the other day.
Mm.
And it's just like listening to the music that they were just in a room creating that, you know what I'm saying, symphony of music that they were, whatever vibe they were on, whatever, you know, like even Jimi Hendrix, like the guitar on his singing, like, man, Santana on his guitar,
yes.
Tom Morello's guitar is good guitarist too from Rage Against the Machine. But
okay,
just listening to music, like people that made inside of a room, it's like kind of artificial now, you know?
Right, out of thin air.
Yeah, now, like, you think about all the great jazz players when they got together and having all those great jazz nights and, man, killing it, you know?
Killing it. Now, music is the best music. Yeah. Live music is the best music.
Yeah, 100%. Now you're going to bring that aspect to your music, which is going to be amazing.
Yes, and the first time I performed with them was this past Thursday. I was so scared. Of course, it didn't look like I was scared. But I was so scared. But they did so well. It was a lot of improv. They took my beat on the spot. Shout out to Small Stages. They only work with original work. So they listened to my songs like 2-3 times and picked it up. Mind blown. Like, I was like, oh, my God. And then I just grabbed that mic, and it was dope. And I was like, this is what I always wanted.
Yeah.
You feel me? This was going to separate Gianna Fam.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? I'm out here sliding with live musicians, and we making it happen.
Yeah.
So rap music.
With live musicians.
Come on, man.
When is this going to plan? You're planning on getting these guys on the road with you?
Well, I'm about to do this audition for Tiny Desk. Tiny Desk just opened it up to local artists. If y'all listening, go do that. And so I asked them if they audition with me, and they like, hell yeah. So after we did that set, they reached out to me yesterday to be, like, exact, and was like, we fuck with you. We didn't watch this video. We got chills. And they choose collectively. So it wasn't one person. It was like they went to go deliberate.
Yeah.
And was like, okay, Shorty is doing her thing. We on, and I'm like, oh, my God, I'm going to call him. Gianna Fearon and Black on Black. I got me a band.
That's fire.
This is crazy even talking about it.
How did you find these guys?
Out there in Oakland in California, I reached out to them first. And they was like, not now. I was like, oh. So they also go on tour with Dwayne Wiggins and all them.
Yeah.
And they reached out to me a few weeks ago. It was like, we've been watching you. And they was like, we did fuck with you at first because we needed to see if it was real. Like, this wasn't something you just, oh, let me get a band. I want to do it. You know, and they was watching the grind and the climb brick by brick. And they was like, okay, come on.
Yeah.
Yep.
Oh, that's fire.
Yeah. So, I mean, I really got that respect because I was like, damn, they want to fuck with me. I know I'm dope, right? Right? At least this is what I'm saying to myself. So they finally told me what it was. They just wanted to see if it was real.
So you got a project coming with them?
Yeah, working on that.
Like a whole album with them?
You put it out there, I guess I will. Look at what you did, Kush.
Yeah, because, man, that'd be fire.
It would, right? Yeah. Watch
just,
it.
Because your whole style, too, just I could just probably already see how you present it, you know?
Yeah. That'd be dope. You put it out there.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Appreciate that. Gratitude, though.
For sure.
But, man, appreciate you coming through. I know we got some other things to do up after this.
Uh-huh.
But anything else before you want to get out of here and say thanks to?
Just shout out to, again, my executive producer, Breeze World, my managers on the runway, my music team, Dre, Pop, I Swim with Sharks, my cousin, Dez, over there, that nigga over there, helped put it together. My first cousin, love him so much. Shout out just to my family and my secret who I hold dear to my heart. And we're going to go ahead and actually, I'm going to share with y'all my first single, not my first single, but my most recent single dropping February 13 called Black on Black. And it's shout out Black History Month. We out here sliding. Count your blessings. You only get one life. No start overs.
No start overs, no reset buttons, man.
Period.
Get up there and go do your thing and chase your dreams, man. It's your boy Jay Banner on Cushy Coffee Podcast. appreciate you.
It's your girl Gianna.
Gianna coming through and fuck with your boy. Peace and love, man. It's your boy Jay Banner. We out.
I ain't finna give you this nigga shit in moderation.
Back on
I have him tripping on me like I'm fresh up out the Caymans. Look, I just bought a crib. We sitting on some acres. And I ain't even need a cosign and signing papers. I just bought enough land. We ain't got no neighbors. And I still gotta thank God for dropping off them angels. Look, I need a nigga that can speak my language. You can tell him what you want, just don't emasculate him. I'd rather be the one to build him than to have to break him. I kept it solid from the start. He know how I came in. Yeah, I only keep it high, ain't no low vibration.